Function, function, what's your function? I know it's conjunction, junction. We're talking about F3 mode in Minecraft.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cachefly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is the show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. And today we are really fulfilling that promise with an email question. Since it'll be changing when 1.8 comes out, perhaps one of your first tip shows after the update could be to explain what everything on the F3 info display means. I know a couple of them, like X, Y, and Z coordinate systems, and BL for brightness level, but there's a lot of confusing data there. Thanks, Tracy. So, Tracy, I'm going to do you one better. If you're still rocking 1.7 and you haven't updated to the snapshot, which most of us are, I'll show you both versions of the F3 menu. The F3 menu has been around forever, and it is the debug mode in Minecraft. It's gone through a lot of revisions, and yes, in the 1.8 update, which is still to be released, so it's not out yet, unless if you're on those snapshots, it will be changing once again. So let me go ahead and show off what is on the F3 menu and what information you can glean from it. And for those of you on a Mac, I've gotten a few emails about this. Your F3 key sometimes does other things, so go ahead and hit the function key on a laptop, and then hit that F3, and everything will work. So we are in just a simple little world, and let's go ahead and hit the function key, F3, and this brings up the debug menu. If you're used to that old menu with a whole bunch of graphs and you're just kind of feeling a little bit nostalgic, you can hold down shift and hit F3, and then you get some of the pie charts back, but we don't want to do that. We just want general old F3. So first, on the line of C, we have the total number of chunks, which is that 10,000 number, and then the actual loaded chunks, which is the number that is moving all around. You'll see that it moves while I look in one direction or another, or while I try to fly from one place to another, because it will load in additional chunks, which is the data of just a whole bunch of, it's a grouping of blocks is what a chunk is. And the F is the amount of chunks that are outside of my field of view. So if for some reason, like behind me, there are less chunks right now than if I turn this way, because I've been hanging out in this area behind me, and all of these are loaded in, but if I turn away, that F number increases because they're not really in my view. I'm not really looking at them in Minecraft, so it's just calculating how many it might want to unload or that it doesn't need in the game. Now, O at the moment is at zero. And the way that we can actually make that start generating numbers is by going into options, going into video settings, and turning on advanced OpenGL. And what this will do is it will turn off chunks that aren't being used. So these are basically the chunks that have been removed when you are not looking at them. So if they're just outside of your view. So if I come in here and just look at a dirt block, it really doesn't need to load a lot of chunks. And you can see this number, it's 500. I mean, there's tons and tons at the O at the moment because that is taking that out of my memory. And that's with Open Advanced GL on, Advanced OpenGL on. Next is E, and those are the empty chunks. So if there is a group of blocks up here in the air that doesn't have anything in it, that is what is going to show up in that E section of that very first line. The next E on the second row is the number of rendered entities over the total amount of entities in the game. So, you know what? I'm going to switch over to a different world that'll make it a little bit simpler to see. So, here I am in Seth Bling's 15-second world. And this is a much more simpler world with a lot less data, so you can kind of understand it a little bit better. If you look at that second line again, E, the first number is how many entities are being rendered, and then the second number, which is just one at the moment, is how is the total number of entities in the world. So if I go ahead and fill my bar up here, down here, with a whole bunch of different items, if I throw items into the world, you can see that that number up there is growing and lowering. The reason it lowers is because once these items group together, they're really just one entity. Next is B on that second line, and it's funny because we don't know what that does. It's been unused, it's always been zero, and it previously may have been the number of entities removed due to hidden chunks, but so far that's always been zero. Next, I is the number of invisible entities. So you may notice even when I pick up this entity, and there's only one in all around me, if I pick that up, it sets to zero, but there's still one entity in the whole wide, you know, area that has been loaded. And there's one invisible entity always in the world. Next, with P, that is the number of particles on screen. And it goes up when I sprint because I emit particles when I run. You'll also see particles happen when you have a potion effect on you, or the easiest way to make particles happen, if I clear out my inventory and go to decoration blocks, throw down a torch, this emits particles as well. So you can see it's ranging all the way up to a few, a whole bunch, and if I break it, a whole bunch of particles happen, and then absolutely zero. So that is the particles on screen. T, we don't know. The wiki doesn't know. We're not sure what that. It doesn't even have a number associated with it. It's just T, just hanging out there. Maybe it's for tall tail. I'm not sure. Next is the all number, and all displays the total number of loaded entities. Now, you may think that that second thing next to E is also that, but this includes things like mobs. So if I take, if I spawn a few zombies here, the zombie will also be in the all number. So now we have five total entities, and as they start to die off, and we'll get some raw flesh and things like that, which will be added to the full entity number. But this is all entities within the area. Next is the server chunk cache, and that is basically how much is allocated to cache all of the most chunks that will be loaded at any one time. Nothing too spectacular about that. Then X, Y, and Z, and each of these have information in their own right. You know that it's all based off of position. You have an X coordinate, a Y coordinate, and a Z coordinate. The first number is a floating point number. It tries to get it as accurate as it possibly can to where you are in the world. The second number in the parentheses is a rounding of where you're standing. So it will round to the nearest integer so that you can easily tell sort of where you are in the world. Kind of nice to know. The C in that is the chunk number you are in. So you can see right now that first line is at 69, but as I move forward, I'll go down in chunk number. The number in parentheses is the block within that chunk. So right now I'm coming in on chunk 63, but now if I want to get right on the edge of that chunk at 0, and then I can move my Z to chunk 3, but then be right at 0 at that chunk as well. So I'm right here standing on a chunk border between chunk 63 and C. With Y, it will show your feet position and as the first number, and then your eye position as the second number. Now, getting into what F stands for is the direction I am facing. The first is just a 0 through 3, where 0 is south, 1 is west, 2 is north, 3 is east, and then back to 0. The next is the floating point of what exactly direction I'm pointing. LC is the maximum selection of the height that I am in. B shows me the biome that I'm in, so that's plains biome. BL is the block light level. So right now it's at 0, but if I put down a torch, it will show a 12. And torches, most people know torches output 14. Why is it at 13? Well, that's because my head is one block above it. It's outputting it based off of where your head is. So if I go shove my head right into the block, then it is light level 14. SL is the sunlight level. Now, this can get very confusing because even if I do something like time set night and it's very dark, the sunlight level is still at 15. If I set that to day, if you keep an eye on SL, it doesn't change at all. This is a theoretical. This is based off of what the light could be because Minecraft handles sunlight and torchlight differently. So if I build up a small structure here and cover it up where you are not going to have as much sunlight reaching into this structure, then once I get under this block, SL changes from 15 to 14 to 13 down in here. So that's a theoretical. Next is RL, which stands for raw light. So what it's doing is it's adding the block light to the sunlight. So if I walk over here, you know, I could have just done that over on this side. If you make it very, very dark and you put down a torch, the torch will be added so that your raw light will match whatever you have in the environment. So I'm going to add a few more blocks onto here to reduce the sunlight. So now sun, come on, we can do it. There we go. Sun is now less than 13. It's at 12, but yet raw light is at 13 because the block light is also at 13. And I could really make that happen if I put a torch right there. There we go, 14. Next, the last ones are very, very simple. Walking speed, which is set to 1. Flying speed, which is always set to 0.050. And then next is G, and that's asking if I'm on the ground or not. This is just a simple Boolean. Am I on the ground? Yes. Am I off? No, you know, false. And so you can see it switch back and forth. Next is just FL, and that stands for what is the highest block that has been built where I am currently standing. So I'm here in void. There are no blocks. So FL, it stands for floor limit, is at 0. But if I walk into this area where there are blocks, it will be set to 20. If I come over here where there's a lot more blocks above me, you'll be able to see quite easily this change from one thing to another. So right now it's at 0. Once I get in here underneath these other blocks, it will change to 32, 82. So if you want to know the height of something, very simply, just stand underneath the block and look at your FL, and you'll know the tallest block within the vertical blocks that you are standing. So way up there, that's a block 82. So now I have just upgraded my Minecraft to the latest snapshot, which is what the F3 menu will look like once it has been updated in Minecraft 1.8. And you actually get a little bit less information. The first few lines are just basically the same. You have your Minecraft version, your frame rate, how many chunk updates are happening. You have how many chunks are loaded versus the total amount of chunks. The chunks which you are facing, the chunks that are being removed or obstructed, and the empty chunks. Next is the entity level and everything just like you would expect. Things do get different on the particle level, where instead of all the information we had, sort of graphs and things, or fractions, now it's just the amount of particles and just all of the particles. So if we start adding particles here, then you will have extra particles, which is basically the same thing with the chunk cache. Now, X, Y, and Z are very, very different. You don't get the rounded numbers on that first line. You get them on the second line where it says block. That lets you know which block you are standing in, which was basically the rounded numbers from before. You don't get the chunk information in those lines either. It's on its own separate line. So you can see that I'm moving between the first three numbers are where I am inside of the chunk, and chunks are 16 by 16 by 16. So I could move to 0, 0, and which way do I need to go? Here we go. 0, and then if I move just a little bit more in that direction, we'll get to 15, 15, 15. And it starts counting at 0. That's why there's 16 blocks, but we're here at the limit at 15. And then the next one is which chunk it is. So we have 75, 74, 7302 chunk that we are in. Which way you are facing, and it even gives you a sort of a positive, negative Z or X thing. And then next, it will give you actually the angle at which you are looking. So are you near zero, exactly 90 degrees right, 90 degrees up, 90 degrees down? It gives you an angle of which way you're looking. Then the biome, then the light level. And so there's the skylight, which is that theoretical light. So if I get underneath where that theoretical light cannot show up, that will be the same even during night. So that's how that goes up and down. And then the block light, like we saw before. So if I come over here, it's just kind of nicer and a little bit more scaled back so you can understand it a lot better. So here we got some block light happening. Then you get local difficulty and how many days have passed since the start of the server. So I'm on a survival server and over 9,000 days have passed. But on this one, the sun is locked right there, so not a single day has passed. And then finally, there's a new feature that if you hover over a block, it will let you know the coordinates of the block that you're looking at. But if you are not looking at a block, or a block is too far away for you to get a hitbox around it, that will not show up. So that will appear and disappear depending on if you're looking at it or not. And then, of course, the crosshairs have changed into a really crazy axis where green is your y-axis and red and blue are your x and z-axis, which is pretty neat to look at when you're floating around it right there in the center. That was a ton of information. I hope that you now know absolutely everything there is to know about the F3 menu. We did even do a few more things that you did that you can do in the F3 menu a while back, where we covered a lot of things like reloading chunks and finding out tooltips on your items in Minecraft. That was a little bit further back. So you should go head on over to omgcraft.com to check out all those old episodes. And while you're there, go ahead and subscribe to the show. You can do it at omgcraft.com or at twit.tv/omgcraft. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time. Bye!